Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Hatton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen fields it and throws to third for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Zobchin reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman goes all the way around to score. Klaus moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling pinch hits for George Strickland. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly scores. Woodling moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Mitchell moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Leo Keeley now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Smith scores. Avila moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Tom Hurd now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila moves to third. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Doby moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Hal Narragon now catching. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Tom Hurd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. the Indians will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing second base. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Woodling moves to third. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.